question too is the industry has been discussing standardization for a while, and actually some of you may know it's been quite a while, but how is it going to really affect my life as a toxicologist or study director on a day-to-day basis? In other words, or the second part of that, is this something that only concerns data management people or data submission people? So the question is, in your thinking about designing a study or executing a study or reporting a study, do SIN considerations impact on those decisions? And that's the real nature of this question, and I don't know. Susan, you already commented, maybe Gita or Catherine, do you want to address this question?
Yes, this is Catherine. I can comment on that. I agree with what Susan was saying, that I'm not seeing a big change in the study design itself, but I believe it will change quite a lot the toxicologist life. First of all, with the scent, we'll also, as toxicologists, have access to those a way to integrate our data, and therefore have more robust evaluation of those data, and ultimately in the submission package have an integrated view. The second point, which might also change the life of toxicologists, is whereas at one company we are looking at an integration of our own data, the FDA will have the, I would say, luxury of being able to integrate not only the data of a drug, but the data within a pharmacological class. And so they will have much more information than we do. I can see that as very valuable, and one of the questions that I've had in mind for many months now, looking at this SAND initiative, is that will they be willing to share this information so when we develop our own compound, we can capitalize on what is already existing? And that can really change the way we are looking at our safety data and therefore have a big impact on the safety of our drugs.
Okay, thank you. I think that was good. And you asked a question as well. And Gita, do you have a comment?
I agree with what the other panelists said. Certainly, this is not something that only concerns data management people. SEND data sets is another deliverable from any toxicology study. So the study director and the toxicologist need to learn to speak a new language, which is SEND. They need to be able to communicate with each other on this new deliverable from a tox study. Now, the second part of it, now this is the burden part of it. The second part of it is then the study director and the toxicologist hopefully will learn to leverage that we have this new standardized way of looking at things and can use it in new ways. When it comes to getting access to this very, very powerful database that the FDA is building up, there's the whole thing of proprietary data that comes into play. So obviously, we can never expect to get that sort of access to the FDA system and look at other sponsor companies' submitted data.
Okay. And Sri, what is your views on this question?
Yeah. So just to complement what the other three panelists have mentioned, there are certainly going to be some changes that will be required. Just as a couple of quick examples, protocol information, or what's called trial information in the SEND parlance, traditionally has been captured largely in documents and reports and so forth. So moving forward, if you're going to need to submit those as data elements, whether they're quantitative or qualitative, narrative, etc., that part of the process will definitely need to be looked at more closely, and companies looking into this are also starting to develop strategies on how they will handle protocol amendments and so forth in anticipation of what might happen or what may be required in the future. So that's an important aspect. So it's not going to be only the fact that, you know, I've got the data in one format, I just turn around and submit it in another. There are things that have to be considered in the process. Secondly, part of the standardization requires harmonization of terms to control vocabularies and so forth. Again, this is not simply a mapping exercise. I think it's going to require toxicologists and pathologists to be part of the equation, sitting at the table and discussing the implications of these mappings when it comes to certain standard terms. You know, what does it mean? And what does it mean when you're doing studies across multiple CROs who might be using their own lexicons, and you're going to have to look at how you harmonize these. Moving forward, as people adopt those standard lists, that'll be a lot easier. So there are some impacts from a data management standpoint, but certainly the scientists need to be part of that equation. And then, as the other panelists have mentioned, the reviewing aspect is going to be critical, because you will need to look at the data in new nomenclatures that you might not be initially familiar with. So starting early is going to be key. As to the comment that Catherine and Gitte made about this large infrastructure that the FDA will be sitting upon and how lessons learned could be derived from that, that's a very important conversation. It was also a question that was asked at the last webinar, asked of Tim specifically. Those are the kind of new opportunities that are coming up, and the question remains unanswered, but it's certainly an important time for the industry to debate and discuss those, particularly with the agency.